USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown and provide money for border security has been struck by members of a bipartisan committee, but the word deal is apparently not with a capital D. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he's very happy about the product.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers.
But McConnell's Democratic counterpart, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, not so optimistic that President Trump will sign this deal, saying that he believes he may end up letting the government shut down again.
We've been lurching from one manufactured crisis to another.
Retired astronaut, husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly, announcing today that he's running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
It will be day two of a teacher strike in Denver, although they're going to get back to the negotiating table today as the two sides remain at odds over incentives and bonuses that the district favors versus higher base salaries the teachers union has been pushing for. The superintendent of the Denver Public Schools, Susanna Cordova, says teachers need to remember this is about compromise.
The goal of negotiations is for us to get closer to the middle. DPS is way past the middle in terms of what we've offered at this point.
Tobacco use among middle and high school students is up, as Dr. Brian King of the CDC Office on Smoking and Health says teen tobacco use has been on the decline until recently. They report nearly 5 million students are currently using some type of tobacco product, up from 3.6 million in 2017. And about 2 in 5 students are using multiple tobacco products, especially vaping devices. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo continues a five-nation European visit to Central Europe. With the latest, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
While in Budapest, Hungary, Secretary Pompeo expressed concern about the growing influence of both Russia and China in the region. As the interpreter translated his comments, he made the point of the Trump administration's commitment to Central Europe as compared to the past.
We've taken a fundamentally different approach in the Trump administration. We've now had 14 senior-level U.S. visits throughout Central Europe in just the first 2 years of this administration. I won't tell you how many there were in the previous administration, but it starts with a Z.
With tax season underway, the Internal Revenue Service says Americans are a bit more sluggish in filing their returns this year. The number of individual tax returns received in the first week down more than 12% from last year at this time. The IRS also reporting a sharp 25% drop in the total number of tax returns actually processed in the opening week of tax season. The news comes as the average refund on tax returns so far this year has been down by about 8%, averaging $1,900 this year. And it looks like the Heart reunion tour is on. The Wilson sisters have moved on since their falling out 3 years ago. They will take part in the all-female The Love Alive tour, which kicks off July 9th in St. Louis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.